To all who shall see these presents, greetings. I'm Adam Best. This is Veterans in the Wild. Reveille, reveille, reveille. We arise this morning on what I consider to be the hardest day of the year. Happy Memorial Day, brothers and sisters. This holiday, 153rd time the country celebrates what started as Remembrance Day. General James Garfield first started Remembrance Day in Arlington National Cemetery in 1868, and he spoke some pretty powerful words. He said, "We do not know one promise these men made, one pledge they gave, one word they spoke, but we do know they summed up and perfected by one supreme act, the highest virtues of men and citizens. For love of country, they accepted death, and thus resolved all doubts, and made immortal their patriotism and their virtue." So as I started, I do truly believe this is typically the hardest day of the year, at least for me, and probably is for a lot of veterans. Should be for a lot of I post a lot on social media. I've been posting it for about 2 years, and I started Memorial Day of 2019 posting that every day is Memorial Day. And that certainly helped me with taking an approach to it because it's much more, yes, it's important to have one day to pause and reflect, of course, for the whole country, but it's certainly something that's of such a significance that it's worth remembering every day of our lives. We get to wake up and be free Americans, free citizens of the world. And they don't. So truly every day for us should always remain Memorial Day. Many of us definitely do know someone who's given their lives for this country. Many of us have names in mind that are coming to our minds right now. And many supporters of the military and supporters of those who have given so much for this country where you've seen those bracelets with names of POWs, MIA, or those who've been killed in action. I have a similar experience, but mine was a story. I wasn't given a bracelet, but a name that's always been essentially sewn into my heart for the last 19 years now. I was part of the Honor Guard for a military funeral for a man I'll never know. I was always impressed for the first 10 years afterward that I could never forget his name. And I think because I never forgot even the first name it was always on recall. I think that's what stuck with me and probably showed me some of the significance of how important it was to me. I think this is why I've chosen to highlight one of our fallen heroes specifically here for our Memorial Day show. I enjoyed doing this because I did some research on him. I got to know him better personally on a personal level, and that gave me more of a connection to the name I have and the name I hold. If you have a name that you don't know specifically, obviously that's a great project to take on, to know the person a little bit better, what their life was like, who they were. So I'm going to read a summary from the National 9/11 Pentagon Memorial website. Jonas Martin Pennock was an outstanding naval intelligence officer, a true shipmate, a great friend, and a loving, devoted husband, son, brother, and uncle. Jonas was born in State College, Pennsylvania on November 1st, 1974. He is remembered as an outstanding student, a superb athlete, an upstanding citizen, and a devout member of his church. Growing up, Jonas was always active in sports, and in high school, he excelled in varsity football, basketball, and track. Jonas graduated from Bellefonte High School in 1993 and accepted an appointment to the United States Naval Academy. Over the next 4 years, Jonas stood out among his peers in the brigade of midshipmen and also in the football and powerlifting teams. Shortly after graduation in 1997, Jonas married the love of his life, the former Jennifer Dallas of Hanover, Maryland. By September 1997, Jonas started the Naval Intelligence Officer's Basic Course in Virginia Beach, Virginia. After completing that course, the newlyweds moved cross-country and were assigned to Patrol Squadron 46, the Grey Knights, in Whidbey Island, Washington. In 2 short years, they were assigned to VP 46. Jonas completed 2 successful deployments to the Western Pacific and the Arabian Gulf. Next, Jonas was selected for assignment on the staff of the Chief of Naval Operations Intelligence Plot, and was shortly thereafter selected to be an Admiral's Intelligence Briefer. Jonas was fulfilling his duties as a naval officer when he passed into the presence of God at the Pentagon on September 11th, 2001. He was 26 years old. Jonas loves sports, history, fitness, and traveling. He is remembered as warm and gregarious, a friend to all who knew him. We close our show here today, brothers and sisters, with a quote from another fellow veteran and a former commander-in-chief. As President Kennedy said, "As we express our gratitude, we must never forget that the highest appreciation is not to utter words, but to live by them."